after they plowed it and broke the ground, as they call it, they break the ground. One other thing about a wagon I wanted to ask you, what do you call that shaft that the wheels turn on? I guess it's part of the action.
Right.
The car would have a rubber equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know they had grease, they call it action grease, they grease at action.
Have you ever seen a wooden frame of the ends of it were shaped about like the letter A?
A-frame.
Yeah. Carpenters use it to, you know,
it's modern day construction, most everything. For pulling or raising objects and so forth. A-frames are used. In fact, I saw a picture yesterday in an Air Force magazine where they were using A-frames to raise, pull an engine from an airplane.
Is that the same thing as what some people call a sawhorse?
What?
A sawhorse?
No.
They're completely different.
Sawhorse is a horse, it's an A-frame. It's on the form of an A-frame, but it takes two and they'll put a piece of lumber across that saw, a board and two, a piece of lumber and two. That's a sawhorse. An A-frame is more or less an object. It's raised above an object to raise that object from its bedding place or a place of location.
Well, have you ever seen anything similar to a sawhorse except it was shaped like an axe?
To cut wood. Right. The old people used to saw wood. What they call those things? A buck or something like that. Something. I think that's the term they used. Saw buck or saw buck.
When you get up in the morning, going to the bathroom, what do you call the thing that you use to straighten your hair with?
Comb.
Comb or
brush.
And you say when you do that, that you
brush your hair. Comb.
Sometimes people use straight razors to shave with. And if they do, they might
strap it.
Is that what it's called?
Razor strap. Or strop.
Do you see many of those around anymore?
No. Used to years ago in little barber shops, but not recently.
If you were hunting with a shotgun, you would load it with a shell. But what would you say you put in a pistol or a rifle?
Cartridge.
I don't know if you did this when you were young or not, but occasionally you'll see children playing on this thing. They consist of a long board.
Seesaw.
Right. And they say that they're doing what when they play
seesaw.
That seesaw. Have you ever seen one that was similar except it was anchored at the middle and it would go around like that?
Yeah, merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round. Have you ever heard that called by any other name?
Flying Jenny.
Yeah. Similar name.
Some similar name.
What about something similar, a long, flexible board that was anchored at both ends, and children could jump up down on the middle of it? Have you ever heard of anything like that around here?
No.
Okay. Oh, what about this thing that's suspended from a limb of a tree by ropes, you know, and has a board there?
Swing.
It's just an old swing. If you were burning coal inside, what would you call the container that you would keep the coal in? Next to the fireplace.
Bucket or scuttle, coal scuttle.
Now what does a scuttle look like, roughly?
It was a peculiar shaped bucket, more or less. With a nose or spout on the end of it, which would conform to a stove door grate and pour your coal in the stove without having to spit it on the floor. It was made for that purpose.
If you had a freestanding stove in a room for heat, what would you call the pipe that goes from the stove?